Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And Coach Marinelli, kind enough to join us now on The Score. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing terrific. How are you doing?
We're doing very, very well. Can you tell Bears fans about Matt Eberflus, please?
Certainly. Let me start with the man first. You know, I think that's the most important thing. And just a terrific family man, a terrific loyal coach all the way through it. I mean, the things he stands for, I think, are really important. And the discipline and those type of things as a person, great communicator. You know, as a coach, I've kind of hit some of those things I think are critical, his ability to communicate to all. And I think setting a standard, setting a foundation is what he'll do. And he's done that. He did a terrific job of that, of helping rebuild the roster and then rebuild that defense up in Indy. And we did the same with Dallas when he was here. So I think he checks every box that I can see.
You know, Bears fans of a certain age have such a fond memory of you. Don't even have to be of a certain age, really, Rod. It's not that long ago, the time for you here. But you and Lovie Smith, going back to the Tampa 2 with Tony Dungy, how is a head coach supposed to function when they are a defensive guy? Like, should he be the defensive coordinator as well? Should he delegate that? How is it supposed to function with Matt Eberflus and his staff?
You know, I don't want to speak for Matt, but I mean, I think he'll do a great job of understanding the role, the responsibility of a head coach, especially game day, about managing a game. And, you know, all the field position, situational football is huge. And I'm sure he's going to get a man in there that's going to run the defense the way he wants it. And that allows him, once that happens, to have an oversee of the entire franchise. That's, to me, sometimes is a missing link in hiring a head coach, a guy that doesn't have a vision for the entire organization and how the special teams looks and exactly what you want on defense and exactly what you're looking for on offense. Then have an ability to go out and find the right coaches. They don't have to be headliners. Find the right coaches that can teach. And then you as a head coach, make sure they work as a heartbeat as a staff. That's, to me, how you win.
And coach, will he have the respect of those other grown men, those other coaches, to teach them how he wants them to teach the players?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm saying what he'll do to me. The good head coaches I've always been around, I've been around some really good ones, and they want to make sure you coach the coaches in terms of things, how to do it, not so much what you're doing. You hire, you should know that before you hire them, but it's how you do it, your drill work. You want to see what kind of drills they run, EDDs, everyday type of drills. What are your standards for your position? And then each position standards should have clarity to it and then a meaning as a whole staff. And I think that is such a big role of a head coach. I go back to Coach Dungy like that, and guys that I've had been around, is the standards of position, the standards, what are you looking for? And that's what you're able to hold all coaches accountable to.
Rod Marinelli is our guest. He was a mentor for Matt Eberflus, new Bears head coach, just announced earlier today. 51 years old, getting his first chance at being a head coach. Why do you think it took this long for Matt?
I don't think it's a long time. I guess by today's standards, I guess you should say. But to me, he's paid his dues. He's worked at it. And the thing, it's not just having a 1 year, 2 year explosion as a coordinator. It's all the way from college football up that you're laying the foundation to be a head coach. What does the foundation look like? That's number one. You've got to understand that as you're taking a job. And what do you want this team to represent to the city in all three phases, not in one phase? And so the structure, and I think he's had the chance to be around some really good head coaches along the route. And that's the key, being around some really top-notch guys who understand the role of that position. So that's what's going to make, I think, him really, really outstanding. And I've always used this phrase, the last thing to show in a successful business is profit. You have to do it. You have to do it the right way. And he's been trained through his career is to do things the right way. And then you have something lasting and something that everybody's going to be pretty dang proud of.
What did you teach him? Like where, when we point to Matt Eberflus and we say he learned fill in the blank from Rod Marinelli, what are we talking about?
I say what the whole, getting the entire unit on the same page and being an effort-based defense, an effort-based football team, an effort-based special teams, that is a base standard of what you're looking for because that will show up every week of the season. It should. And then the takeaways and, you know, how to get the ball out, those type of things, you know, and the basic fundamentals of football. And that's where you're looking at every position coach, like I was saying, is on top of the details. If you give a man 20 to 25 minutes of individual period, you got to be accountable for that now. You better be accountable. And because those are precious minutes in a day. And so hopefully those are some of the things that we have talked about over the years and something that's really important to me. And then understanding the tradition of the defense and how to build a tradition.
Coach, he seems to have taken loafs from you. He counts when players are loafing during practice, he counts them up, says, oh, that's two loafs on you, and playing time is affected by loafs. Is that your invention, or did you get that from Dungy or somebody else along the way?
Well, I brought it up to college, to Coach Dungy, that part of the loaf. We always had, you know, pursuit drill and those things. Type of things, but I always felt when they're going to ask a man to go hard, that you make sure you have something that's accountable so everybody's accountable, not just one, not just two. So each man has to know that they're accountable to each other. One lose, all lose. And so that loaf thing is comes out as something of pride. You have a great deal of pride over a period of time, and then it's something that not many people do because it's not fun to do. You know, you have to, every film you watch, you got to spend detailed time. Okay, and we have a standard what a loaf is, so you got to go through each part of it. We did that when I was in Chicago, and what is a loaf? And I think after a period of time, that's why guys play fast because they know there's a gradable, measurable standard for that.
Makes all the sense in the world. Absolutely. The loafs. So, all right, so you are the inventor of the loafs. How about the peanut punch, which Darius Leonard, he might be the best peanut puncher in the NFL. That's Matt Eberflus's guy there in Indianapolis. Is that from Peanut? Is that from you? Either way, he's teaching that too, isn't he?
We just emphasize. I showed him a lot. We're in Dallas. We showed a lot of Tillman, his tapes. We showed him. And even Brian Urlacher, knock them out. Those guys, Briggs would just hit him out. And guy has a different style. But Matt took it, you know, and just really ran with it. I mean, just did an incredible job of takeaways.
Yeah, and top 10 in takeaways the last 3 years in Indianapolis.
Yeah. One, it's like loafs, it's emphasized. You usually get what you really, really emphasize. And so you can't have 50 things you're going to emphasize. And that's why I think it's going to be good with Matt, the clarity of what he wants. And they'll all be measurable, and where the players can see it. And that's when I think it's really, really effective.
We're talking to Rod Marinelli here on The Score. Yeah, we dream of Roquan Smith taking that next level play in that Will linebacker spot like Darius Leonard and getting him up to that level. Is that, I would imagine Matt Eberflus would be pretty excited to get some influence on Roquan Smith.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in that position, as in this system, has a long history. You know, it goes back to Derek Brooks and Lance Briggs and all the way up. I mean, the Will linebacker and the one he has in Indy and Sean Lee and Dallas. So Matt knows what it looks like, and he's coached it. And so that's one of the key components to it. And they got one there, obviously.
So he fits that more than the Urlacher middlebacker or Hardy Nickerson middle linebacker role. He's more of the Brooks and Briggs.
You know, I can't speak without saying the whole, I was just trying to give you what the Will is.
Yep.
And that would be something that, you know, Matt will go in and decide. But this system has a long history of the Mike backer and the Will backer. It's always been something pretty special. And he's done that in Indy.
Rod Marinelli is our guest. Matt Eberflus, new Bears head coach, was the linebacker coach for Rod Marinelli as the defensive coordinator in Dallas. Coach, excuse me. I had said that I wanted an offensive coach, if all things being equal, because the Bears have Justin Fields. They have to develop him. And the concern or the scary part is the offense takes off, but you've got a defensive head coach, and then the offensive coordinator leaves and gets a head coaching job, and you have to start over. What influences on Justin Fields and the Bears offense can we expect from someone who you know so well in Matt Eberflus?
I just think you're going to create the right environment. The environment is everything. And it shouldn't go leave every time a coordinator leaves. You should have the continuity of what you want. The key, and what I think one of Matt's strengths, is he's very intelligent. And he's going to go out and find the right fits and make sure where they sit down. And he has a great understanding of pass offense, defending it his whole career, and what it should look like. Now, in every position you have, from an offensive line coach, you've got to make the right hires. It doesn't have to be headliners. It could be, and I've said this before when I was with Coach Dungy, our first staff in Tampa, you know, Lovie came from Ohio State. I came from USC. We got Mike Tomlin from University of Cincinnati. Herm Edwards was scouting in Kansas City. But he saw certain things that he wanted from each coach, teachers. And that's what Matt is used to. He understands that. And I think that's where he'll do a terrific job. I mean, he brought Mike Shula in from the Chicago Bears, who's a tight end coach, and made him the offensive coordinator in Tampa with Coach Dungy. So he knew what he was looking for, what he wanted. He did the same thing in Indy when he went there.
You know, it's interesting. We do want this head coach to know offense, too. And as you say, he's been defending the passing game. He was also the passing game coordinator with you while you guys were in Dallas, right? It's interesting. That's a crossover position. I saw Raheem Morris had the same position in Tampa a few years back. It's interesting to see a defensive coach be a passing game coordinator. How does that work, Rod?
No, it's a defensive pass coordinator.
Okay, it is defensive. Okay, we're trying to figure that out. Yeah.
No. We worked together and gave him that title of being the defensive pass coordinator. And did a terrific job with all that. But, you know, I just think over the years you see what you want out of that position. And then it gives you real clarity to go out and hire the type of teachers that you want to teach your system and develop. and some of the keys, some guys can come in with the greatest scheme in the world, but they can't develop the position. And the key relationship it takes, the leadership part of it is critical. The confidence level is critical, belief system. And because there's a lot to that, and you're tied to the hip together. And there's been a lot of really terrific defensive head coaches in this league over the years that put together great offenses. And I see the same thing with some of the great offensive minds in this league put together terrific defenses. And Sean McVay, mm-hmm. I mean, he's a defensive coach, and he has put together a terrific defense and, helped build that roster. So it comes down to the leadership, the understanding of what you want, the clarity of it, and then I think you got a chance to grow.
Hey, Coach, for those of us who are going to be looking out at this defense, say, oh, boy, that looks like the Tampa 2. Where's Mike Brown? Where's Adewale Ogunleye? Like, how has this evolved? What's going to be different? Or how has Matt taken the defense forward, if he has? Because the league has changed as well.
Oh, yeah. But one thing the league demands is speed and athleticism on defense and pass rushers. That never changes. And some of your concepts and coverages adjust here and there, but it's going to start usually starts up front. He's got a nice job in Indy in terms of filling that front with some really good ball players, him and Chris Ballard. So he understands what it takes, and we got a great nucleus there. But now it's about the effort-based every day. You know, who are you? And you represent the monsters of the Midway. I mean, those type of things, physical and tradition. And Matt understands that.
You know, you're the defensive line coach for the Raiders. Any chance of a reunion in Chicago under Coach Eberflus?
Well, now I'm with the Raiders, right? And really – I got an old buddy there, Rich Passaccia, so I'm waiting on to see what's going to happen with Rich.
Okay. Okay. Well, hey, we're hoping to be able to talk to Coach Eberflus in the next couple of days. You know, you talked about the coaching and the style and all of that. Anything personal? What, when you guys are just hanging out after a game, you're having a beer, you're going over some film, like, what is he personally like to interact with? Kind of give us some of that color for our audience.
Just I keep coming back. Because the really good coaches I've been around, fortunate to be around, always really smart. And he is smart and organized. And our conversations always kind of, when you love football, that's what our conversations were always about. Maybe a construction of a drill, or how do you do this better, or how do you do that better. This guy's 24/7 now. And he comes in there, and it's going to be high energy and good, great standards. For the players, he's got the ability to step on a man's shoe and leave a shine, and not everybody can do that. it's really an art, and that's when I think when you understand bringing people together and discipline people, it's for the right reasons, and people know that, but they don't communicate that well enough sometimes to players. So he does. And I think that's why this guy's going to be successful. There's no doubt in my mind. None. And when you talk to him, you'll see it.
Okay.
That's great stuff. Step on a man's shoe and leave a shine. Coach, congrats on the run with the Raiders. It was nice to see how that team responded to Rich Passaccia and you. And this was a treat to connect here and think about those old Bears teams and the new Bears team to come. So thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate what you do for the city of Chicago very much.
Well, thank you, Coach. That's Rod Marinelli, a significant influence in Matt Eberflus, the new Bears head coach.
I've never heard that one before. I like it. Step on a shoe and leave a shine.
You're glowing over that. That's very coachy.
Come on.
That's very coachy. That's very vibesy.
We say, like, friendly accountability, right? We talked about it with baseball managers. The best ones have that ability to yell at you and still be likable.
Yeah.
Account of likability, whatever that is.
And there was you know, some people on Twitch like, oh, Spieg's, you know, passing game coordinator. That was a totally legitimate question because passing game coordinators on some teams is an offensive position.
Yeah.
And for some, it is a defensive position. So I'm glad you got that clarified that he was a defensive passing game coordinator in Dallas.
For instance, this guy Kevin Petullo is in Philly who might be the OC. For Matt Eberflus, he's a passing game coordinator.
Yeah, it's a title that is ambiguous depending on the staff that you're on and your background. So good job getting that clarified on Matt Eberflus. Also, you have a source close to another candidate for this Bears job who gave Spieg some very interesting insight into exactly how this process went down and how we ended up with Matt Eberflus as the Bears head coach. So Tanny's Open will kick us off, and then Spiegs will share what he knows. Thank you to Rod Marinelli. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Matt Eberflus is going to be the Chicago Bears head coach.
We'll be looking for leaders. Great teams have coaches that the players respect. They don't have to like them. They don't have to love them, but they respect them.
We are here to know what you think. Northside, Ralph, you're on the Score.
Complete joke. I can't even believe it. This Eberflus, this is going to be
It's Eberflus.
I know it's Eberflus. His nickname's going to be Eberflus because that's all that's going to be happening. And it's going to be the same crap as always. I'm sick of it.
Thank you, Ralph.
If you're Matt Eberflus, the defensive coordinator here for the Colts, this is not easy, how you want to see your defense start the game.
This decision represents, I think, true tone deafness and an arrogance on the part of the McCaskies and Phillips, because it is exactly the opposite, I think, of what the Chicago Bear fans wanted. I think this represents really their inability to deal with a strong personality.
Like it, I suppose, you know, just for a starting step. You know, it's not one of these slam dunk hires.
George, do you have an identity for the Chicago Bears in mind?
Tough, gritty, smart, opportunistic, winning football.
our loaf system and the hustle system. So if a guy comes in and he plays 25 plays, but a third of his plays are loafs, we will decrease his reps.
The coordinators who've trained properly and are now reaching middle age and are ready for their first crack. And so when I look at this group, I had not been in love with Matt Eberflus, but now looking at the hiring history over the last 5, 6, 7 years, those may be the guys who have a slightly better chance of success than others.
Matt Eberflus.
Okay.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
That is a fair reaction to this. Okay. Tough to get that excited about it. Tough to hate it. I wanted Brian Flores. If it wasn't Flores, I wanted someone who was an offensive coach. But I feel like I just immediately now turn to, who's the offensive coordinator? What's Matt Eberflus's plans for Justin Fields? It's not fair, but I still, that's where my mind goes pretty damn quickly after I hear about this.
I understand completely. I think everybody does. We see the way this league goes. We see all these offensive-minded head coaches out there in the Final Four. Right? We see these explosive offenses capable of putting up 30, 35, and you're thinking that's what you need. Do the Bears have the horses to do that? That's been pretty clearly no.
Yeah, no.
Do they have the quarterback to do that? We hope so. Is the easiest way to be a solid defensive team that plays tough and plays energetic and plays a really good fundamental brand of football and bring your quarterback along slowly? That is a much more common methodology of getting good, of walking or crawling before you can walk, to use your parallel to the Bulls, right?
Yeah.
You think young Russell Wilson was not fully unleashed? Young Tom Brady was not fully unleashed? Young Mac Jones obviously not fully unleashed? I think that's what we're probably looking at here, for better or for worse, is a controlled offense while the defense hopefully is great.
I hope that's not the case. I think, you know, if you've got a special quarterback more and more often, you are seeing those guys be unleashed because they can be, whether it's Mahomes winning MVP in his second year as a starter, Lamar Jackson winning the MVP, Joe Burrow this year, Justin Herbert this year. Uh-huh. Like, if Fields is special, you should let him do the special things.
I understand that completely, but I also came to the conclusion along the way, remember we talked about this, that I don't think you need a very intricate system for him to be really good. Like, he's a pretty good pocket passer. He's got a really strong arm. He's got a lot of accuracy to him when he's rolling there. Like, if you protect him, if you actually protect him and let him learn, I think he's going to learn and flourish. I do believe in the guy. I don't think you need a super complex, creative offense for him to develop.
I'm not saying that you do. I just, what is the plan for him?
Yeah.
And will that plan have some continuity and consistency to it? Because we are about to enter 3 offenses in 3 years for Justin Fields when you count Ohio State, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, but
It can't be 4-4.
It can't be 4-4 or 5-6. You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
This one has to be right. And so I agree with Rod Marinelli on it's about culture and it's about teaching. And I believe that you can have Josh Allen with Sean McDermott, obviously. You can have Justin Herbert with Brandon Staley, obviously. It's not that I'm closed off to it.
It's easier to do it the other way. No, I agree it's easier. It's easier to have Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, easier to have Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow,
and
Joe Montana and Bill Walsh.
Right, and with especially Herbert, he showed in year one that he was that dude.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, oh, well, if he can be 31 touchdowns with Anthony Lynn,
then we could have
this guy's system proof. Like, this guy's that dude. We don't know that that's what Fields is yet.
No, we don't.
And so until you have that guy, it will concern me. Like, I'm just going to be perfectly honest with you. Matt Eberflus might be great, but because of the side of the ball that he coaches,
yeah,
there is just going to be some concern for me of, is he the right guy to maximize Justin Fields? Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. And the hire is massively important, obviously.
Yeah.
And not just that one hire. This offensive coordinator needs to come with a team, frankly. The quarterback coach, maybe they'll keep John DeFilippo, I don't know. But quarterback coach and or passing game coordinator, whoever, you need to have people there who are all going to be part of it, because maybe this guy will be great and the offense will be good and he'll get poached. They'll get taken away. You need to have a replacement in-house. For instance, in Buffalo, Ken Dorsey is ready to step in if Brian Daboll gets a job.
And by the way, but we will see if there is a drop-off there. You know, there might be, there might not be. We've talked about it the last couple of days with Dan Quinn in Atlanta. If when Kyle Shanahan leaves, he promotes Matt LaFleur, it's maybe a very different story for the Falcons going back to a Super Bowl and having a top five offense with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and eventually, you know, Calvin Ridley and all the pieces that they brought in there. It was Steve Sarkisian and it all fell apart. But a lot of people, and I'm glad we have the phone lines open because, I mean, Everloose is just, that's beautiful. You guys are doing good work today. I can already tell you the MOB is going to be out in full force. 312-644-6767.
Everloose, this is going to be Everloose.
Mob. That's going to be tough to top. It's going to be tough to top Everloose. But I believe that you can do it. All right, we have delayed. We were long with Rod Marinelli. Spiegs tells us what he knows about the process that led us to Eberlus next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Urlacher, Urlacher, fills gaps and makes tackles, orange and blue. Cover two. You have won the Piccolo.
Pat McCaskey.
Pat.
Being a McCaskey.
Pat McCaskey. Yeah, they put him away from podiums after that. They separated him from podiums.
Probably a sound decision.
I don't know. It's kind of lovely singing Urlacher the tune of Edelweiss, which, yes, does flow very nicely with Eberflus.
We don't have a song for you today, but don't worry.
Orange and blue.
Oh, boy.
Over two.
Oh, man.
All right, Speaks.
Okay.
Tell us what you know about the process that led to Matt Eberflus.
The Bears' hire of Matt Eberflus is all Ryan Poles. Like, once he became the GM, he took the process over. In fact, I can tell you that Bill Polian was not thrilled with Ryan Poles taking it over to the point that he did. Now, I don't know if that's because Poles threatened to go take the Minnesota job. I tried to go that far into it. Like, was that what was happening? And I didn't get that confirmed. But he did indeed take the process over. So, however it happened, ownership allowed Ryan Poles to pick. And he picked Matt Eberflus. So, Eberflus.
Eberflus.
This is a fully empowered general manager. That's point number one, and I think that's been understandably questioned, and I've started to hear stuff that pointed in this direction, but I can say it definitively now, today.
Good.
Yeah, right?
I
kind of like Bill Polian being a huge part of the process and then being a little upset at the end. I don't mind that.
Yeah, well, and
is that wrong?
Listen, you were higher on the idea of Polian being involved than I was. Yeah. I wanted Polian there. If it was George and Ted and Lamar Campbell and Tanisha Wade and that was it, like, Bill Polian to me is a positive as the fifth person.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
I didn't like that it was consultant, no accountability, didn't really talk to anyone within the Bears, didn't talk to Pace, didn't talk to Nagy, was there all year. It did not feel like he had much stake in the game other than doing a favor for a fee for George and Ted. So he gets to wash his hands with it. So, like, if you're going to hire a GM and the GM in the first interview says, hey, I want to talk to this person, and this person, and then you let him because that's the guy that you like.
Yeah.
Good. Like, he should. Like, the fact that he did a closed-door interview.
Just the two of them?
Is great. Like, that, because that at least shows that this might fail, but it'll fail differently. Like, we will not be able to say, well, because it's the same old Bears.
Yeah.
Because it was Ted. Because it was George. Like, if we are saying definitively,
this is not an arranged marriage with a disparate power structure and with your top two football people. This particular Ryan and Matt are very much on board with each other. And you know the connection.
Right.
You know the personal connection.
So there's two connections. One which is obvious and pretty easy publicly to figure out, which is Trace Armstrong, a kingmaker coaching agent, reps both Poles and Eberflus. But what I was able to find out is that Poles in the Chiefs front office was particularly close with Mike Borgonzi, who was the co-director of player personnel. They shared the exact same title in the Chiefs front office for a while under
Brett Veach.
And Dave Borgonzi was the linebacker coach in Indy under Matt Eberflus, and Poles and Borgonzi also had a relationship. So, like, there is so Eberflus is bringing in Borgonzi, according to Ian Rappaport, that Borgonzi could be coming here to be the defensive coordinator, but that Ryan Poles has a relationship with the Borgonzi family because of the executive in Kansas City.
Never go against the family.
I know. It's confusing.
What we have here is a double Borgonzi situation.
Correct.
We've got hot Borgonzi on Borgonzi action. One's in a front office guy who worked with Poles. The other is a coach who worked with Eberflus.
And Poles knows the Borgonzi
family. You know one, you know both.
Which got him in with Eberflus, and that's why they're both coming.
And that's how the relationship has been formed, because it's been reported that they've had a relationship.
Correct. So that's why Dave Borgonzi apparently is coming to Chicago. And I haven't been able to confirm that hire. Rappaport had that, but I do know that Borgonzi and Poles are very tight.
The other thing Rappaport had was this name of Kevin Petullo as the possible offensive coordinator coming from Philadelphia. Petullo was Nick Sirianni's sounding board and right-hand man in Philly, and they were in Indianapolis together under Frank Reich before Sirianni, with his skill talent, took the job in Philly.
Skill talent.
So Petullo knows Eberflus from their time in Indy, and that connection would make sense. They've been assistants in Indy together. They've talked about, if I ever get a job, I'm taking you. If I get a job, I'm taking you. And I can tell you, there is some concern when you hire a first-time head coach. Is he choosing his friends for the staff, or is he choosing really good, smart, awesome coaches who he can have conflict with, who he can really go to war with? There is that concern among some people that I talked to about those hires, and that includes the offensive coordinator. So that is a little concerning, but we'll see. You know, we'll see. A lot of, you know, you get to choose. You're the head coach. You get to choose.
Most hires happen because of who you know, right? Yeah. That's the old adage, right? It's not what you know, it's who you know.
And you hope that the guy making the hires is smart enough, thoughtful enough to to mix in the skill talent as well as the personal connection.
Yeah, so you got a first-time GM, you got a first-time head coach. The connections are very easily accessible. Multiple reports saying Chris Ballard was a big advocate here for Eberflus to get a job. So if you trust Chris Ballard, he was pounding the table, apparently, for this to happen. So, you know, it's these guys have good references, if nothing else. You don't get these jobs without it. And now we get to see whether or not it'll work. People can jump in, 312-644-6767, Eberflus and Poles, Matt and Ryan. But we, just like with Ryan Poles, we got to know him in his own words. We'll do the same with Matt Eberflus coming up on The Score.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.